Bill McKinney, the mountain man. Yeah, is that Billy? There he is on the line. Unbelievable, man. That is unbelievable. Hey, Bill, it's Grease. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Oh, God, there's a laugh. There's a laugh that makes you know full well you're going to be biting the fan belt anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, I got to do that every day. Keep your teeth sharp.
Yeah, really. So, I saw you on Baywatch. You were your zesty, diabolical self.
You like that one, huh?
I like that one. You're going down the river?
Yeah, I love that river.
I was hoping you'd make that David Hasselhoff squeal.
Couldn't find no decent hogs. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with that section of the country.
Man, oh, man.
Good river, though. Real nice river.
Where are you filming these days? Every time I talk to you, you're in a different part of the country doing a different movie. What's going on these days?
Well, I was in North Carolina doing a Young Indiana Jones and came back into the Malibu High out here. Pilot for Baywatch, spinoff show, Malibu High.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
We're in the process of writing a script for the network, and as that goes, and we got a series there.
Almost sounds like I'm hearing myself in the background, but you're in California, though, aren't you? We must be getting a hell of a skip out that way.
Are you?
Yeah.
You get an echo?
Yeah, a little bit of it.
Huh. Sound like, I can't hear it here.
Sound like you're in your bee tent a little bit there.
Huh.
Yeah, I like it. So what's the latest in your personal life? Yeah, you're a married man, aren't you?
No, I'm not married at the moment.
At the moment? Oh, God.
Not right now. Not at the present time.
Well, I can see where, you know, you're a bold man, a proud man, and the kind of guy that we'd all like to hang out with. But I can see where you could be a little difficult with a wife. Now, somehow I can't imagine, you know, say you have a little flashback, and there you are with your beautiful bride at a bed and breakfast, and all of a sudden you're like... Now, you got your wife, that you know, she may have a little problem with that, you know? I mean, you like making love, but you don't like her ear being twisted there.
They sure look pretty, them little ballet things, don't they?
They sure do. I like it. You're out there doing duties. Well, what are we going to watch for you on TV for these days? What's the next thing that's going to be broadcast? We get to watch you.
The next thing that's going to be broadcast will be that Indiana Jones. That should be out around December sometime.
Excellent.
Sometime around Christmas, I believe.
All right. What do you hear from Clinton? It seems like whenever he does a movie, you always get some kind of action in there. Anything?
Well, nothing's happened in the last two or three. It'll probably happen somewhere along the line. You know?
Man, that's exciting.
Need a decent heavy in there somewhere.
Yeah, really? Somebody to make your blood run cold. Well, we got the Punk's Picks, which is a wacky little football thing we do. We got me, we got Clinton, we got Sly Stallone, and we always have a guest to kind of help pick the team. So we were wondering, since you're the king of squealies, maybe you could help us out on this thing.
All right,
here we go.
DC 101 presents Punk's Picks, a roundtable discussion of this weekend's NFL football games, featuring our manly prognosticators, Clinton.
Make my day.
And Mr. Rocky himself, Sly.
Hello.
And our resident weight training expert,
Sarah Connor.
No, that's you, Arnold. And of course, the star of Punk's Picks, the Punk himself.
Yay, hi, everybody. It's me. It had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy can make me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how I feel when you make me squeal. When we make love neath stars above, it's just unreal. It just had to be you. Or gobble the goo. Oh, it's so nice when you get a slice. It had to be you. I think I've been lost. I've been in a fog. Ever since you forced me over that log. It had to be you. Had to be you. It had to be you. Wa-da-da-da-da. Well, here we go again. Hot off a 10-3 record for last week. It's Punk's Picks. And we're just ecstatic about this week's special, Bill McKinney. Hi, Bill. Do you think we can go 10-3 again this week?
You can do better than that, boy.
Well, we'll certainly try to do better than that. Would you like to begin our show by taking the Atlanta-Buffalo game? As I recall, Atlanta's not too far from Aintree.
Aintree? That river don't go to Aintree, boy. Besides, I'm picking the Bills. I like the name.
All right. That's nice. Clinton, you're next.
First of all, I'm glad you finally got a decent guest on the show, Punk. Hey, Billy, great to have you here, boy.
You know what, Clint? You look just like a hoe, boy.
Careful, son. You never know when I may be casting my next movie. Anyway, here we are. Take the Vikings over the Browns because I like Jack Del Rio's name. The Bengals will win the battle of the jungle against the Lions and look for the Bears to rally late and surprise the Packers.
I know you're doing that just to tease me, so I'll ignore it and suffer in silence. Bill, how about that Houston-Miami matchup?
Well, I think the Dolphins' defense will be tough and pick off one. Pick them right off.
Okay, now, Sly, you were right on the money with that Redskins pick last week. What's up your sleeve for this week?
What's up my sleeve? Can't that wait till later on?
Sly, please, your picks. I mean, your picks.
Oh, yeah, take the Giants over Philly and the Trashlands. The Steelers will throbber the Colts, and the Patriots are getting lucky. The Jets are their next victim.
Bill, Jimmy Johnson obviously was very upset with his team following their loss to the Rams. What can he say to the team in the locker room that can motivate them to win big in Phoenix?
Don't say anything. Just do it. Take the Cowboys, punk.
God, I love it when you order me around.
Okay, Entrail Breath, get busy with your picks.
Okay, look for Denver to win in L.A., the 49ers to lose. The town will be topsy-turvy. I'm looking for San Diego to have a big day with Stan the He-Man Humphries at the helm and beat the Tampa Bombay Bucks. Also, I'm expecting Kansas City to win again. This time it'll be the Seahawks on the losing end. Bill, what do you think the Skins were thinking as they lost to the Chiefs last week?
Will, louder, louder!
All right, Bill, enough of that sweet talk, I think the Skins were thoroughly dilated, and I expect them to use that as a motivator when they shock New Orleans. Look for a quarterback change after a slow first quarter. You heard it here first on Punk's Picks. Thanks again, Bill. Any parting thoughts?
Anything you want.
Ooh, I like it. I like it!
Join us again and see how you match up against the experts on DC 101's Punk's Picks.